You guys are finally talking about an album starting with five concept EPs. What's the theme?
It's centered around the idea, the Kubler-Ross model for like the five stages of grief. So there's five EPs and each one represents a stage. So the first one, you know, is denial and isolation. Then there will be anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Like each EP represents its own stage.
Wow. I mean, that's a pretty heavy topic. What's going on in your life? Because I know that you write about real life.
Yeah, it's, you know, usually the Kubler-Ross model like refers to, you know, loss and as like a death, or but this one is more around like the loss of a significant relationship. So it's really just a overly melodramatic breakup album. Just cause you
known for being brutally honest and direct with your lyrics. We just heard a little bit of Screw Me Over, which is pretty obvious. What about Most Disconcerting Sound?
That song is really just about the idea of when you're trying to make something work that just can't, and when you realize it, you know, that moment where you're kind of beating the dead horse and you realize, like, You're definitely not going to revive him. I don't base attraction on natural selection. Looks don't concern me much, but I know one thing I don't want to do is go back to the start.
Who's one of your main inspirations when we talk about musicians, artists?
I just have such like a crazy array of influences, but I gotta say probably like my number one hero is Patsy Cline as far as singers go. But when you are talking about writers, really someone that, you know, a contemporary like inspiration, Regina Spektor, just like such a fantastic songwriter. I think I identify with her style a lot as far as the way we use words.
How do you do some of the work, Mariah? Are you riding along in the car and you get the idea, you pull over and you start writing it down?
Really, yeah, you know, I mean, this is like a terrible thing to admit, but I don't even pull over. Like, that literally is like, because I spend a lot of time in the car. I live out in the middle of nowhere, so, and it always strikes me, like, I'll turn off my radio and be humming a little tune, and then it hits me, so, you know, I bust out my little voice recorder on my cell phone, and that's how most of them get written. I'll be, you know, at a stoplight, like, singing a melody.
So coming up May 19th, you'll be at the Avenue in Covington, and then you have something else. You're getting ready to release the second EP.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. On the 25th, we're going to be releasing the second stage, Anger, and we're going to be playing with the Tammy Why Not, so that's going to be really exciting for us.
Mariah Lawson, singer-songwriter with Sassy Molasses. Thanks so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me.